Actina FM. You're listening to Actina FM, coming to you from New York, a bilingual show of culture, enlightenment, and entertainment. Actina FM, the Greek voice that brings you closer to Greece and Cyprus. Support today the Greek voice of Actina FM, your Greek voice. Actina FM, the smart choice. Yes, indeed. Actina FM is the smart choice for lovers of Greek music and culture. So please tune into Actina FM every day. We stream 24/7 from our very own secure sites, actinafm.com, and on the low bandwidth, ak.ht. Coming right up, our series On the Air. And as we already announced, we'll have the pleasure to have with us the Vice President of the Cyprus U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Dimitris Komodromos. He has some exciting news to share with us as far as the chamber is concerned. Please stay tuned. On the Air, a variety news magazine series with interviews, commentaries, and audience participation. Στον αέρα, ένα ειδησιογραφικό περιοδικό ποικίλης ύλης με συνεντεύξεις, σχόλια και τη δική σας συμμετοχή. Dimitris Komodromos, as I said, is our guest. Dimitri, welcome to Actina FM. How are you doing?
Good, I don't know. Thank you for inviting me to the show, and best of health to you and all of your listeners.
Yeah. So how have you been holding on with the lockdown? You're in New Jersey. How is New Jersey doing?
I'm actually in Brooklyn.
Oh, Brooklyn. Sorry.
Yeah, I stayed in New York. I live in Brooklyn, and my office is in Lower Manhattan. So my practice is basically shifted to all the employees working from home. And it's been a little bit difficult and interesting, and trying to do our work from home. But luckily, we've had our health, and we're looking forward to getting back to work like everyone else, I think.
Yes, so. I think it's about time. Well,
right.
Yes. Right. Now, the chamber, just like every other organization, has suspended its events. You were supposed to host the gala. We were supposed to host our benefit concert. Everybody's suspending
right.
their events. We don't know when we're going to return to normalcy or when we'll be able to host events all the restrictions that might be accompanying the slow opening of New York City. But for those listeners who are might not be very familiar with the chamber, although we have featured the chamber very often here on Actina FM, I would like you just to briefly talk to us a little bit about the mission of the chamber and how the chamber is coping during this lockdown, and if there are any programs that you're putting forth during this lockdown.
Sure. So the main mission of the chamber is to promote trade and investment between Cyprus and the United States. But also, equally important with that mission is to kind of foster the strength of the networking ties and the kind of creation of opportunities among Cypriot-owned and Greek-owned businesses here in the United States. So the Chamber is basically an organization that's made up of individual members and organization members that pay yearly dues, and we put on a series of programs, mostly in and around networking and related to business, dissemination of important information related to business with Cyprus, business here in the States amongst our people in our community. And then, of course, like you just mentioned, we have the gala, which, of course, supports our activities for the year. I think tied into that, of course, is the creation of a very strong youth presence. We have the Cyprus Young Professionals, which myself and four other board members actually came out of, came up through, I should say, mm-hmm. Where we're fostering, young people to become business owners, to become active within the business community, and really recognizing that long term, one of the best ways to help foster a solution for the Cyprus problem is, of course, economic strength and having a really strong way of interacting with each other here, and in terms of being able to express that those good economic ties. So
Well, Dimitri, you know, just prior to the pandemic, you know, the United States was doing great as far as the economy. New York entrepreneurs were thriving, especially many members of the chamber. You had a lot of events promoting trade between the United States and Cyprus. Now, how does the chamber, how can the chamber help bring some normalcy back during this very, very difficult time? Because a lot of people are losing their jobs. A lot of entrepreneurs cannot start anything. So what is the chamber doing in this time of crisis?
Yeah, it's a great question. And you know, I started my business in 2008, right around the last recession, and I know how difficult it can be. And for some people, you know, things haven't been anywhere near as rough as since then or ever, right? So this is really a crisis in so many ways. And so we've come up with three distinct avenues of trying to be responsive to our community and our members and really just open it up beyond that as well. So the first thing is, of course, we're suspending membership fees for the next year. Mm-hmm. So we invite anyone to join. Many of our events are actually open to non-members as well, webinars, which I'm going to be talking about anyway. But for those type of events that are members only, we invite everyone to visit the website, which is the Cyprus U.S. Chamber of CyprusUSChamber.com, mm-hmm. all one word.
Yes.
To join and become a member, there's a membership application right on the site. So the first thing is we're opening up membership to get many people involved. If you're a member, you get the updates, you get the emails, you get first invite to the events. So you start to just be involved and you start to actually get access to the rest of the members, which I think is, of course, our greatest strength. We're an incredibly diverse group of people. Right, it's not just, let's say, finance people or a certain type of field or industry. You know, we have architects, we have artists, we have financial people, accountants, teachers, doctors, lawyers, and marketing, advertising. Right, so it's a pretty incredible breadth of membership.
Well, you cover all the fields.
We cover all the fields. Mm-hmm. Right. The next thing, of course, we beefed up the website, which is to say that we have updated coronavirus kind of details and all of the business programs that actually could benefit anyone who's a business owner here in the United States. We were one of the first websites that we know of in the community to put the information about the SBA loans, you know, the PPP and the EIDL loans, and put our own assessments on there in addition to the information that you can get from the SBA, which is important.
Yeah.
And we've started to create an active online map. If you go to our website, you'll see that there's a link that basically brings you, it basically says Cypriot and Greek restaurant directory.
Mm-hmm.
And when you click on that, there's a map that actually shows if you enroll, whether or not you can do takeout, curbside pickup, or delivery if you're a Greek restaurant or Cypriot restaurant, and actually anywhere in the United States. So we encourage everyone who owns a restaurant or owns some sort of food service to enroll through the website so that we can get your business on there.
Let's just reiterate, this is going to be absolutely free for the next year. So people should take advantage of this, especially if they want, because a lot of restaurants are slowly opening up, but they
That's
only
right.
do curbside delivery, or, you know, pick up and all that, taking all
That's
the
right.
necessary precautions. Yeah.
And one of, you know, anyone who's ordered food lately knows, you know, Google might say that you're open, but then you go on Seamless and it says it's closed. So we want to be a resource.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be a resource for our members. So please go to the website and enroll. You just have to fill out a quick questionnaire, and then our executive director just, does a quick vetting of the information, and then we put you on the map.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third and most important thing that we're actively going to be doing is we're going to be opening up a webinar series starting on June 2nd at 5:30. We're going to be posting it on the website and emailing a flyer. We're going to start a series of webinars that are basically about get back to work. I'm an architect. I have a practice named, I founded a practice about 10 years ago named Method Design with a business partner of mine. And one of the things that we've noticed in doing commercial work, which we do quite a bit of, we do a lot of nonprofit work and a lot of for-profit commercial work, we've noticed that there's a lot of misinformation out there about the things that you need to do before you get back to work, whether it's, you know, you should buy these products or you should do these certain things. So we started working on collating the research that we've done to help our clients to get back to work without having to spend precious capital, right? We know that right now we all need to be saving money and making sure that we're you know, keeping that money in the bank in order to keep the businesses running. And so I want to share that information through, of course, being the vice president of the chamber, and other members are going to be doing this following me. So the first series, the first in the series is basically going to be a get back to work for office businesses. Mm-hmm. We're going to speak for about, you know, 40 minutes. We're going to show slides, basically in a Zoom type presentation, show slides indicating you can maximize the occupancy of your offices, what practices to employ. If you're in a large building, what types of things you should ask from your landlord, all the types of things that you need to do in order to get back in doing business. We know that according to the governor, these types of businesses are going to be in the phase two, phase one being construction. So phase two being office businesses going back. And then we hope to track basically the other phases with subsequent seminars, webinars. Mm-hmm. So following this one, we're going to have one on restaurants as we get a little bit more clarity from the state about what the requirements are going to be. Mm-hmm. We're going to mix in a little bit of help with the architecture and how to occupy the space to some of the business practices that you can do in order to make sure that when you open, you're maximizing the opportunities as a business. So, you know, in summary, we're working really hard to just be there for our community, be a resource, leverage that diversity of knowledge that we have in the board and in our membership, and start to actually put it out there. Nice. So, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to reiterate that we're hosting our series on the air in this hour. We have with us Dimitris Komodromos. He's the vice president of the Cyprus U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and he's sharing with us some very important information and free services that the chamber is offering. And for those who joined us later, I just want to reiterate what Dimitri said, that membership for the chamber is now absolutely free for the rest of the year. And the first webinar will take place on June 2nd at 5:30 p.m. And you can visit CyprusUSChamber.com. That's one word, Cyprus U.S. Chamber, and Cyprus is C-Y-P-R-U-S. People tend to spell Cyprus like the tree Cyprus. So we need to say that CyprusUSChamber.com. You can apply there to join the chamber. It's absolutely free. The webinars are absolutely free. What else are you working on?
We're planning how the chamber itself can also come back once we're all fully in operation again as well. You know, we're gonna start back up our networking events, our in person seminars, hopefully down the line, and of course eventually our gala. We're gonna look to the Cyprus Young Professionals. Had a really, really vibrant once a month networking activities. So those are going to resume once we're able to. One of the nice things, of course, about potentially getting back to work and things opening up again in the summertime is that we will be able to do outside events, which is, of course, the safest way to proceed. But really, right now, we're focused on getting these webinars out that are going to track with the phased opening of our city and our you know, the context that all of our community is in. So to reiterate, you know, we're going to spend 40 minutes presenting some real content, some original content that's been generated by the chamber and its members. And then we're going to be taking questions. So Please, the information is not on the website at this moment, but we're going to be putting it up soon, and we're going to be sending out an email with the link to join the webinar. And once that information is up, you'll be able to essentially RSVP and get a place for the webinar, and you'll be able to participate and ask questions and become part of our community.
And one more thing I would like to reiterate for those, because, you know, this is a radio and people sometimes don't tune in from the beginning, is another important thing you mentioned earlier, that restaurant owners are urged to get in touch with you so that you can list them as far as the services that they are offering once they open, or if they are already open and offer curbside service or delivery. I know a lot of them are coming back now. They were shut down for at least 2 months, but some of them are slowly coming back. And so that's very important for restaurant owners to get in touch with the chamber. Again, the website is cyprususchamber.com to sign up and provide all the information about your restaurant or your business. Now, as far as another core mission of the chamber, which, as I mentioned earlier, is to promote trade directly with Cyprus. The fact that Cyprus has been also on lockdown but is now slowly opening up, are you going to be providing any information as to as far as when Cyprus will be opening up for trade opportunities? Are you in touch with the government of Cyprus on this issue?
Yeah, and this is, well, I mean, I just want to step back and make one comment that of course we're very proud of how the Cyprus government and the people of Cyprus kind of performed during this crisis. You know, I think it's a real testimony to the kind of spirit of the people that the infections and the deaths were so low. So that's something that's we can all be proud of. Same thing with Greece, of course. These are amazing stories that we heard from Greece and Cyprus. So that's something that's really fantastic. I think you hit the nail on the head, though, that, you know, because both here and Cyprus have been on lockdown, I think pretty much all activities have gone on a moratorium. I think, you know, one of the things that we've been really focused on first and foremost here has really been, at least from the perspective of the chamber, is looking at and discussing how we can help our members within the immediate community, first and foremost, because we know, look, you know, the most hard hit part of the sector of the economy is the restaurants. And that's such an important and integral part of our community. So we really, you know, not only are we working to do these type of, let's say, ground up resources, but we're lobbying in the United States government as a chamber to try and get help specifically for restaurants. So those are the main activities that are occupying us right now. Mm-hmm. And I know as soon as things start to open up, all of the channels are going to open up again, and we're going to be resuming all of our discussions of having those kind of, you know, series of talks that we started to have really pretty consistently every 2 to 3 months, starting a few years ago. Those are going to resume, whether it's doing the kind of entrepreneur forums or bringing over young entrepreneurs and young groups looking for investment from Cyprus to here. All of those activities are going to resume. But right now we're focused on really how can we best use our weight to serve our community, and that's what this webinar series is really going to be focused on.
As you know, tourism is the most important industry in Cyprus, and I know you don't usually promote tourism, you do trade, but in this situation, do you think that the chamber can play an important role in providing also information on this industry during this time of need for Cyprus? As I said, Cyprus will soon be opening up for tourism. Is there something that you are thinking about?
I think so. And I think that we have to think about these things as kind of an ecology of factors that we have to jumpstart, mm-hmm. right? So as a chamber, we can get the correct information from the government.
Right.
And we can also coordinate the correct information of the government with, let's say, the correct information that we know from our side of teams here in the States, like what are the airlines doing and those type of things. But as part of that ecology, we need people like you, Anna, in the media, right? So also, you know, I think we all need to be talking about it because it is so dependent, right? So we need to get the information out. So I think, again, you know, everyone has been looking at their home turf these last 2 months. And I think now we can finally pick our eyes up and look a little bit more towards the horizon at what's next. So, you know, as things start to loosen up and as travel, international travel starts to be allowed again, we obviously don't want a situation where people try to travel to Cyprus or Europe and stop over in a country and then get quarantined, right, during the time that they think that they're going on vacation. So I think we need to vet the information and make sure it's on sure footing and start to capture it and get it onto the website, get it out into the media. And once that information loosens up, we have to help promote, you know, one of the biggest industries for our island.
Right. Again, dear friends, you're listening to Actina FM, One Voice, One Choice, Actina FM, The Smart Choice, coming to you from New York, live on WNY every weekend and every day, streaming 24/7 online, actinafm.com, and on the low bandwidth, ak.ht. We have with us Dimitris Komodromos, the Vice President of the Cyprus U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Again, the website is cyprususchamber.com. For those who would like to enroll, enrollment is absolutely free for the rest of the year. Final thoughts as I let you go.
Final thoughts is we really want to strengthen the ties in our business community. So we have an incredible community of entrepreneurs and people who put in harder work than anyone else, and we're here to support you as the chamber. So please get on the website, join. It's free for the next year. We're going to start this series that's really in service of the community to help people get back to work and take advantage of us. We're here for you.
And again, the first webinar is taking place June 2nd at 5:30 p.m. And to participate, again, is absolutely free. But you need to enroll as a member. Again, membership is free. So again, CyprusUSChamber.com. Dimitri, thank you so much for joining us. And of course, we'll keep in touch to bring more updates as things start to loosen up, at least here in New York City, because in Cyprus and in Greece, they're already in the phase of opening up. I think almost all businesses are opening up. Here in New York City, we're taking very, very small steps. Hopefully, people can get back to work the soonest, of course, with safety. I mean, that's the main thing.
Thank
you, Dimitri. Stay safe.
Thank you again for the opportunity. Stay safe.
My regards to everybody at the Chamber. Thank you so much. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Actina FM. You're listening to Actina FM, coming to you from New York, a bilingual show of culture, enlightenment, and entertainment. Actina FM, the Greek voice that brings you closer to Greece and Cyprus. Support today the Greek voice of Actina FM, your Greek voice. Actina FM, the smart choice. Yes, indeed, Actina FM is the smart choice for lovers of Greek music and culture, so please listen to Actina FM. We stream 24/7 online, actinafm.com, and on the low bandwidth, ak.ht, providing the finest selections of Greek music songs and programming.